Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are returning to our deserted island, and I'm going to send out to that deserted island no stranger to 5 Minutes, and that is the Dr. Burke Parsons. Dr. Parsons is co-pastor of St. Andrew's Chapel. He is the editor of Table Talk magazine, and he is a Ligonier teaching fellow, and he's all set to be shipped off to his island. It is good to see you, Dr. Parsons.
Thank you, Steve. Always good to be with you.
So, have you given some thought to the books that you'd like to take with you?
I have given some thought to it, and we even spoke about this morning, but
I've
always heard other people's lists and what they would bring, and I have to concur with RC that probably the first and foremost book I'd want to take with me is How to Get Off a Deserted Island. It'd follow it up with, you know, edible fruits and bushes of that deserted island, how to build a boat, you know, that sort of thing. And so there's all the classics that many of your interviewees have mentioned, and the big question for me is, how many multi-volume sets can I bring? That's really the question.
Multi-volume sets count as one.
Which is great.
You go right ahead.
That's very generous. As a full-time pastor, I spend the majority of my time in commentaries. They are my closest companion. Commentaries are far and away the most beloved thing that I get to read in life. It's that which I turn to throughout the week on various passages and preaching both in Romans and Exodus right now on Sundays, Lord's Day, morning and evening. As I think about this whole deserted island question, I can't help but immediately go to commentaries. But not just commentaries, but also helps, Old Testament, New Testament helps, Hebrew and Greek lexicons and Hebrew and Greek grammars to help me study the text. So, you know, you've told me I have the Bible.
You have the Reformation Study Bible.
I can have the Reformation Study Bible, even more helpful. But you do need a good reference Bible, and I think they're very helpful for all Christians. And I would have to say that I would love to have a couple of commentaries on the Psalms, if I could. I would love to have an advanced Hebrew grammar on syntax, maybe Walt Kean O'Connor. And I'd also love to have a commentary on John, something from, maybe more recent years. And then an advanced Greek grammar, maybe Wallace's advanced Greek grammar. I think if I really had this sort of time on a deserted island, what I would want to do is spend time in the Psalms, spend time studying the intricacies of the Hebrew language and the Old Testament as much as I could with those 5 books. Besides that, I would definitely want to take, if I could take that multi-volume series,
you got it.
It would be John Owen's works. If I had to narrow it down, though, to one or two of his works, it would be either Communion with Our Triune God or The Glory of Christ, which, as you know, he wrote really
his final
towards
one.
The end, right,
yes,
of his
sure.
life. So.
So you're going to be doing a lot of sermon prep while you're on this island, and you're going to be preaching a series on the Psalms and John. You might be preaching to yourself, but you'll be preaching while you're...
Right. Well, I'll be preaching to the turtles and the birds and whatever other animals I can get to listen.
And you'll be reading John Owen. So is there anything else? We'll let you take something else if you'd like.
You know, there's so many classics, of course. We have the Institutes, you said.
They're there,
and other books are there. But honestly, it would be more commentaries.
More commentaries
for more sermon series. Without question. There is so great edification that we can receive from commentaries and looking at the text, looking at the original context, looking at the beauties and all the glory of every word and phrase. You know, we don't just believe in word-for-word plenary inspiration of Scripture. We really believe in every jot and tittle. I once considered both doing further studies and postgraduate work, both in New Testament and in Old Testament. And I think that that's really always been my greatest love, and to really spend the time in the Scriptures. And it's where I'd want to spend the most time if I were really on that deserted island.
Well, we'll try to make it happen. Well, we're ready to send you off now, and you can spend all the time you'd like in the Psalms and in John. Thank you for visiting with us.
Thank you, Steve.
And thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. I have time for a bonus quote, this from E.J. Young, an Old Testament scholar from the 20th century. He says, "The Bible, according to its own claims, is breathed forth from God. To maintain that there are flaws or errors in it is the same as declaring that there are flaws or errors in God himself."